This is HPR episode 2467 entitled, I Randomly Talk About My Laptops. It is hosted by Swift110 and is about 10 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, random talk about my laptops and the Linux distros that are on them.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Swift110, and today we'll be working with Ubuntu Mate. It wasn't that long ago that I gave Ubuntu Mate a try, and for whatever reason, I just didn't like it. Now, the version of Ubuntu Mate we'll be using today is 16.04. And if I'm not mistaken, that's a long-term release, so not a problem there. But you know, it's amazing how my mind has changed about Ubuntu Mate, and I guess maybe I was just so loyal, I would say, to Linux Mint, that I didn't give Ubuntu Mate a fair try. Well, in that time, and it's been a period of several months at this point, I now have Ubuntu Mate on my X60, which is made by IBM. Now the X60 has a dual core, has actually a Core 2 Duo processor, and it has a 120GB SSD in there. I find that putting an SSD, even in a laptop that's 11 years old, is a very good boost to it. It gives extra life to an old laptop. And that's really what I'm about. I like taking things that other people don't want or don't feel are useful anymore, for whatever reason, and making them productive again. That really appeals to me. Well, now, before I go into the weeds too much, I thought I'd give you a little bit of the specs of that machine. Now, it's a Core 2 Duo, 120GB SSD. It has 2GB of RAM in it. I plan at some point to actually increase that to 3GB of RAM due to its chipset. It has a limitation in which it can only address about 3GB of RAM anyway, so anything more would be uncivilized. Thank you, Charles Barkley. Now, that machine is running Ubuntu Mate, and that's what leads me to where I'm thinking, what made me change my mind about Ubuntu Mate. I like, first of all, this welcome menu. Introduction, features, getting started, community, chat room, software, get involved, shop, and then the donate button. I like this. It immediately gets you to resources that'll get you going. I like that. Now, what I could do, in fact, what I will do is compare this to Linux Mint. I've been using Linux Mint actually since early 2013. I knew of it years before, but didn't make the jump until I finally got tired of Ubuntu's crap regarding the Unity desktop environment. So I've been running on Linux Mint for all this time. And I've been pretty happy with it. It's on my PC. It's on many of my laptops. But believe it or not, I'm actually starting to prefer Ubuntu Mate better. One of the reasons that one of the irritations I've had with Linux Mint over the years is how slow the packages get updated. And that's been cramping my style for a long time. So while I won't completely abandon Linux Mint, I am going to be using it less likely at this point. Ubuntu Mate, I'm going to install on more of my laptops, more of my machines. In fact, it very well might end up going on my desktop at some point as I change things around. So, in front of me is a Sony Vaio. I'm going to use this Sony Vaio running Ubuntu Mate. Well, it's not exactly, how do I put this? Ubuntu Mate on this particular machine is on the hard drive, obviously. The hard drive I took from the X60 that I told you about, well, as I mentioned earlier, that has an SSD in it. The former drive that was in it, which is a 5400 RPM 120 gig, or is it a 500? I don't know. Hard drive. You know what? I can easily check this so that I can be accurate with what I'm saying and not sound stupid. All right, so let's go to the terminal. INXI, and it'll give me the hard drive is 120 gigs. Nice. Pretty. All right, so let's do this comparison, shall we? Now, there's a welcome screen on Linux Mint as well. There is, in all fairness, a welcome screen there as well. Documentation, apps, drivers, multimedia, codecs, forums, chat room, getting involved in donations. So not terribly different. Not terribly different from that. At all. And that's nice. So the welcome screen's nice. The main difference that jumps out with me is regarding packages not being released in a timely manner. So, either way, I can use either one of them just fine. Ubuntu Mate just seems to have a little bit more of an appeal to me at this point, though. Now, let's talk about the Sony Vaio. It's a Sony Vaio EB series. And I'm trying to think how much RAM is actually in it. I have, okay, my RAM is, why is it saying 5,730? That makes no sense at all. It's using about 500 megabytes of RAM right now. I'm not feeling that. Anyway, I took this hard drive that has Ubuntu Mate from another machine, and this is one of the benefits of Linux. I can just take it from another machine, take one hard drive from one machine, put it in another, Bob's your uncle, starts up just fine. Love it. The only thing I've had an issue with regarding the Sony Vaio, the trackpad can be a little wonky. I'm likely going to replace it. Other than that, perfect. So now, I'm looking at, first of all, I have this dark theme on here that goes really well with this black laptop. Let me be more specific about the Sony Vaio. It's a Sony Vaio VPCEB42FM. There. I like the way The menu layout is, I'm using Mate, so not a terrible difference from what I was using with Linux Mint. There will be not really much of a difference. They're both based on Ubuntu, so not the biggest changes in the world. Nonetheless, I'm happy with what I have here. But, given what I've spoken about Ubuntu Mate, I'm going to consider more about why I like it and pretty much go from there. You guys, take care.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.